WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Even if you've started your holiday shopping, local law enforcement has safety reminders. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says don't carry a large amount of cash. And Scott, I'm going to need you to go to commercial if you can real
quick.
Well,
you know, it's interesting because we have some commercials. Oh, so we'll do that. It'll be we'll be back.
30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now, when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
And that holiday shopping reminder is, if you're heading out, don't carry a large amount of cash.
Especially in one location. Ladies, don't put all the money in your purse. Guys, don't put it all in your wallet. Make sure you spread it out. Put some in your pocket. Put some in your purse, your wallet. Heck, put some in your sock if you want to.
Other tips include shopping with family and friends, and at night, make sure you park in well-lit areas. Monday afternoon at 5 is the deadline to submit your entry into the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade.
The Downtown Parade is a small, very hometown-feeling parade, and it is at night, so we are accepting lighted entries.
Executive Director Sandy Ferris says entry forms are online at downtownbryan.com. There are a few rules, but there's no entry fee. The City of Bryan has produced a video hoping to get more adoptions from the city's Animal Center. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says dogs and cats have three options for adoption.
We're going to follow one animal through that process, but there's a lot of good information out there, and it will tug at your heartstrings.
The video, titled Waiting for a Place to Come Home, is online at bryantx.gov. The Bryan School Board at this month's meeting expanded its smoking ban to include e-cigarettes. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes devices that don't contain nicotine.
And we just thought about the whole purpose of, we don't know what you put in there.
Exactly.
We don't have time to police it, so we just want to prohibit all electronic and vaporized.
The ban covers students and employees on campus and off campus during school-sponsored activities in Bryan ISD. An appeals court has tossed out a Texas law that lets police draw blood without a warrant.
Fred Jimenez represents a man who was pulled over in Nueces County in 2012, suspected of driving drunk. He had his blood taken against his will and without a warrant. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has ruled the blood draw is constitutional as long as a warrant is obtained.
Yeah, I definitely believe it's a good thing. I think it's the basic right. If somebody wants to get evidence to use against you in a criminal case from your body, they need a warrant.
He says this will not impact no refusal weekends as long as officers are able to get a warrant. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
United Way of the Brazos Valley is mailing more than 4,000 letters this week. President Allison Prince says they're targeted at retirees.
Just saying, you know, our campaign is still going on, and just because you're retired, and even though your ability to give may have also changed in retirement, doesn't mean that you can't still support. Every little bit helps. Every little bit is compiled together and creates great change in our community.
United Way is doing a second mailing to small business owners, encouraging those employers and employees to contribute. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning, it's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Get in touch with them. It's a great time for you to schedule work. You can receive a 15% discount on parts, no overtime fees, and priority scheduling. Get in touch with them for details at Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Through today, it's mostly to partly sunny. High temperatures a bit milder as well. Into the middle and upper 60s. Tonight, occasional clouds, partly to mostly cloudy, and low temperatures only in the mid-50s. It's going to be even warmer on Saturday with clouds and occasional sun. High temperature mid-70s, then only back down in the 60s with clouds during Saturday night. A lot of clouds on Sunday, and there could be a few showers. High temperature mid-70s. I'm Gary Bess, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So, you know, we had some tickets to give away, and I thought I'd messed up because I hadn't made arrangements to have the tickets be able to be picked up. And Craig won some tickets earlier this morning to Texas A&M men's basketball. And we figured out a way that you can get your tickets. So,
for a limited time only, though.
That's right, from now until 11 o'clock. So what I've got is I've got another pair of tickets for A&M basketball today, and since they tip off at noon, you'd probably need to be here by 11 o'clock to pick them up. But what happens is you come up the elevator, and there's some double doors directly across from the elevators, and we have a young man there who will be able to get you your tickets.
So, today only to 11 a.m.
That's right.
On WTAW, Black Friday deals.
That's it. So 695-1620 if you would like a pair of tickets to Texas A&M men's basketball. But also, I have a pair of tickets for the last Sunday of the Texas Renaissance Festival, which is really cool because that's when they get rid of all the old turkey legs that they haven't sold for the entire run.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
The Christmas caroling is fun.
That's it. But if you'd like to also go to the Texas Renaissance Festival, then we have a pair of tickets for you for Sunday, and it's Sunday only. So it's kind of like a price choice. Again, we don't call it a price stampede because people could get hurt, but if you'd like to call in and get some tickets. Hi there, who's this?
Yeah, put me in for the stampede here.
Okay, who would you be?
This would be Clarence Uni.
Okay, gotcha. You want tickets to the basketball game, or you want tickets to the Renaissance Festival?
Basketball.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I knew Clarence was a basketball fan. I've seen him at the state tournament a time or two. I didn't figure he was a Renaissance Festival guy. He is a Renaissance man, but not a Renaissance Festival guy. So I got tickets to the Renaissance Festival left over. Would you like a pair of tickets to the Renaissance Festival?
No.
Nope. Would you like a pair of tickets to the Renaissance Festival?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, who are you?
Brian Hayden.
Brian Hayden. All right, Brian, now you need to be here by 11 o'clock, and we'll have the tickets for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay. That's one pair down. We have more to go. 695-1620 if you'd like to do that. So, was noticing, you know, the more, again, I consider this calorie thing, it just really irritates me to think how many hoops people are having to jump through because they decide they want to sign some stinking legislation someplace. And it's not going to make any difference. You're not going to not buy that because you say, oh, my gosh, that's got 350 calories in it. I had no idea. But I'll go ahead and buy the 12-pound box of Milk Duds here at the movie theater because I want Milk Duds. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Bonnie Mathaka.
Bonnie, I've got a pair of tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival on Sunday if you can pick them up by 11 o'clock here at the radio station.
I can do that.
All right. Thanks, Bonnie. Bye. We're in the Crystal Park Plaza. It's a large mirrored glass building on the bypass. You take the Emerald Parkway exit, in case you didn't know. That's how you get to where we are.
I just stumbled across this. Do you have, for today in history, the Texas Rangers?
The baseball team or the organization?
The organization.
No.
Founded today.
Is that right?
1835.
Wow.
I just stumbled on that online.
Whoa. I wonder why so late in the year. Just wondering.
I don't know.
Why it had to be done. Okay. According to rack.com, the scroll until you see something good technique isn't good enough anymore. Know your favorite retailer's price adjustment policies ahead of time, okay? You might be able to shop online early, then get customer service to apply a discounted holiday price after the purchase. Ooh. Knew that?
That's SMRT.
Yeah. Get this. Set a Google alert for a specific product you're looking for. Quick way to stay on top of any kind of new arrivals or price comparison shop without the deep dig that is sometimes necessary. Also, if your favorite retailer has a live concierge team available online, ask them to send alerts and search products for you. I don't shop at any place that has a live concierge. I don't think I do anyway. That's, but again.
Do you shop at places where they have dead ones?
Yeah, really. Exactly. They're standing up there outside the door. All right. So, but remember that actually you got about two more weeks before the best prices are out there. Now, maybe you want to go do that. I know there are people who love to dive into a crowd and be part of all that stuff. But remember that about the 18th of December is when that stuff really starts, you really start getting the best discounts. Of course, if you're looking for a specific item, I guess you're going to have to go out and fight the crowds today. But if that's not the case, then you may want to wait a little bit. Did you see what the local paper did? The local paper put, I think, on their website, today's Eagle has 3 pounds worth of Black Friday specials. That's what they talked about.
Is that what was in my yard yesterday?
3 pounds, yeah.
It was heavy.
Well, I drove over it, and I thought it was a speed bump. But
oh, that poor turtle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty good size, but, you know, that's fine. Red and green are everywhere this year, and while you may not notice it consciously, those Christmas colors have an effect on you.
Oh, do they now?
They really do. For example, we know from studies that women typically wearing red clothes or standing against a similar red background in photos seem more attractive to men than women who are not wearing red or not in front of red backgrounds. The red has no effect on the man's belief in the woman's overall likability or kindness or intelligence. It's just the fact that she is wearing red. Not surprisingly, whether men are wearing red or standing in front of a red background has an influence on how women respond to the photos of them. So there. Seeing red also gives us a burst of strength to do work that doesn't require fine motor coordination. So it's a great color for a space where people need to lift weights, for example. Maybe that's why Budweiser has a red label.
Oh, because people are lifting weights.
They're lifting there. As for green, it has its advantages too. Research shows that when you see the color green, it enhances your creative ability and performance. Yet, do you see people? Not many people wear green. I find that kind of unusual.
I get real creative when I see green in money form.
Well, that's the, you know, and again, that's the other thing, is that sometimes it's a negative perception in clothes because money is green. So, not exactly sure how that part of the equation works, but there you are. And again, of course, blue is restful. A lot of people think that's their favorite color because it makes them relax and feel restful. But yeah, there you are. It's 818.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 12-1-14.
The Joys of Christmas. A carol that is one of the joys of Christmas was written by an American while he was deep in despair. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
On Christmas Day 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote a poem entitled Christmas Bells. He began, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Longfellow was despondent. His son, a Union Army lieutenant, had been severely wounded. Longfellow wrote how the terrible war had destroyed peace on earth, goodwill to men, how the cannon's thunder had drowned out the carols. But as he wrote, Longfellow's faith revived. He ended his poem, Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. A beautiful contribution to the joys of Christmas.
The early bird catches profits. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The strategy of offering Black Friday specials on Thanksgiving night is paying off for a couple of retailers. Walmart is reporting near record sales from yesterday, and Target says it has the best day of online sales ever. Hearings will get underway next week about the massive recall of airbags made by Takata. Honda will also be on Capitol Hill. The automaker has disclosed that it recalled some of its Accords as far back as 2002, a couple of years before Takata realized there was a problem in the first place. Cox Communication is being sued by two music publishers, which claim the cable giant has not done enough to stop its customers from illegally downloading music. The suit focuses on so-called torrent services, which enable fast and easy peer-to-peer sharing of music. European markets are lower so far. Asian markets were mostly higher. The Nikkei up more than 1%. NASDAQ futures are mixed, and the price of crude is dipping below $70 a barrel, down almost 6%. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Big. This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV VX900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Due to the late ending of last night's Texas A&M LSU football game and a deadline to turn in this show, unable to report to you on that game last night, we'd encourage you to listen to this radio station, or you can go to A&M Athletics on the web and check it out there. Three important events on the A&M campus. It starts today at 12 noon. The men's basketball team will take on New Orleans. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the soccer team is in the Elite Eight. And then at 12 noon on Sunday at Reed, the women's basketball team will take on a very good Duke team at Reed. Again, that one will tip at 12 noon. Here's Texas A&M soccer coach G. Guerrero.
Really, our girls are playing with that swagger, and they're playing with that level of confidence, even though we know Penn State is a very, very good team coming in that has been a team that was just in the national championship game year before last. So it's a fun thing to be a part of right now.
Men's basketball today at 12 noon against New Orleans. We'll broadcast the game on this station beginning at 11:30. Soccer tomorrow night at 7 against Penn State, the Elite Eight of the NCAA soccer tournament at Ellis Field, 7 o'clock. Women's basketball on the court at Reed, 12 noon Sunday against Duke. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776 5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. According to a recent nutritional study, Americans are wasting their money on vitamins. Not by taking vitamins. No, you need your vitamins. But by taking poor quality vitamins. Truth is, many of those discount brands are very poor quality, and your body just doesn't get the needed benefit. Did you know that the body can only absorb a limited amount of vitamin B at any one time? Yeah, the rest is expelled and wasted. Which is why B Active from the Activate Company is time-released, so that you get the full benefit of all the vitamins. And B Active is 100% pharmaceutical grade vitamins made in an FDA approved American lab. Now don't let your money go down the drain with inferior vitamin B. Get your money's worth and let your body feel the difference in quality. Go to activateproducts.com. That's active and the number 8 products.com, or call them toll free 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. It is perhaps the most famous last will and testament in the world. It simply states that the capital shall be invested, the interest shall be annually distributed in the form of prizes to those who, during the preceding year, shall have conferred the greatest benefit on mankind. And so are the wishes of Alfred Bernard Nobel. That will, of course, was the foundation for the famed Nobel Peace Prize awarded every year. And you might also know a couple of other things about the famed chemist. He is widely and incorrectly, by the way, credited for inventing a practical application of nitroglycerin. That actually was achieved in 1846 by an Italian chemist named Sobriro. The temperamental oil was syrupy, a flammable canary yellow, and it would detonate at the slightest jar. So risky to manufacture that for a decade and a half, it remained an obscure laboratory curiosity. What Alfred discovered was a way to gently induce glycerol, a harmless starch-like liquid, to the volatile nitric and sulfuric acids to safely handle the resulting explosive. And you might also know that the reason Alfred created the funds for the famed Nobel Peace Prize was that he was a well-known philanthropist. But he was conflicted because he was paradoxically, pessimistically, bitterly satirical, and convinced that his discoveries, rather than deterring war, would make conflict inevitable and more lethal. Alfred died at age 63, never seeing World War I, which turned his worst fears into devastating reality. The Nobel Prize was first awarded in 1901 and was given every year until 1940, where it was suspended for a while. And those years may seem logical to you for not presenting the Peace Prize in the middle of World War II, but it wasn't the World War that suspended the awarding of the Fame Prize. Nope, it was yet one more irony in the history of Alfred Nobel. You see, it's a little-known fact that the Nobel Prizes were suspended not because travel to Stockholm was hazardous, but because the heads of the very factory supplying the ammunition to all the warring forces were all descendants of Alfred Nobel. An irony that fits only too well with Alfred Nobel's pessimistic view of human nature.
Wow. There you go. Folks at Intercon remind you that the cool weather is just around the corner. We've already had some, but we're going to get some more. And if your windows are not energy efficient, then that probably means your utility bill is not as low as it could be. They can help you solve that by either repairing your existing windows or by having some new ones installed. And Intercon is a locally owned company. In fact, started by a father and son. So they are folks from right around here, Oscar and Brad Beard. And the people who they hire are local folks as well. So you're dealing with a local company, which has some certain advantages. That's for sure. For instance, if you need to do the job in stages, they can work with you when it comes to that. And also because they're a local company, they think it's very important to make sure that you don't feel pressured to make a decision to buy. And the reason is there are a lot of folks in the window business who are just kind of bad actors when it comes to that. Well, Intercon's not that way. Again, a local company with lots and lots of satisfied customers. So if you know that you've got some windows that are leaking or you think you do, then give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them come out and get the ball rolling. And a reminder that if you're a BTU customer, there's some opportunities for you there as well as far as being able to help pay for the expense of the window. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639 and let them do the rest.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hi, this is Patrick Ziner. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Today, how to find the steals and deals on Cyber Monday. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. I'm Kim Commando with exciting Black Friday news. It's the lowest price of the year for the Commando Tab, my new powerful personal tablet, custom designed and created by me, America's digital goddess. My Commando Tab is powered by the quad-core ARM Cortex-A7 1.3 GHz processor and 16 gigabytes of storage. All your videos, photos, and apps are displayed on the Commando Tab's large and vibrant, bright, high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen. The Commando Tab runs on the Android operating system, so there are over a million apps to make your Commando Tab the best tablet you've ever owned. Email, web browsing, shopping, photos, videos, Google Maps, stocks, news, weather, it's all there. And right now, the Black Friday price is only $179.99. Order today and get the lowest price of the year. And also, take a look at our wireless TV headphones for just $34.99. Find both right now at shop.commando.com/deals. That's shop.commando.com/deals. In 2 days, it's Cyber Monday, the day when shoppers take to their tablets, phones, and computer keyboards and shop online, moving from site to site looking for the ultimate deals. Cyber Monday isn't only about getting great prices on electronics. You can also score a gym membership, spa, or hotel stay. Here's how. First, put together a game plan. Think about what it is that you want to purchase. Then follow who sells that item on Twitter and Instagram, and also like the page on Facebook. Brands and retailers are using social media to create a buying frenzy with exclusive discounts, even posting specials and promo codes today and all weekend long for Monday's big sales. You can also find deals by searching using the hashtag Cyber Monday or Cyber Monday 14. Good luck. And remember, keep up on all the breaking tech news at news.commando.com and follow the major Black Friday deals today at commando.com/Black Friday. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Don't be so rushed by the hustle and bustle of holiday shopping that you forget a few safety tips from local law enforcement. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says to keep receipts and not put them in the shopping bags.
Because if someone happens to take it away from you, or if you put it in the car and someone steals the bag, then they can go return that and get the cash. A lot of times they'll take that receipt and go in the store, pick out those items like they did make the purchase, to return it.
Another suggestion is to be aware of your surroundings, particularly in parking lots, entering and exiting stores.
And look people in the eye. The criminal is looking for a weakness. He is looking for an opportunity. So if you look people in the eye as you're walking past them, a lot of times you take that opportunity and that weakness away from them.
And get out your keys before leaving for the parking lot. A video that tugs at your heart is not the only goal of a new video produced by the city of Bryan. Waiting for a Place to Come Home also hopes to inspire viewers to go to the Bryan Animal Center.
Just remember that this time of year, if you're thinking about a puppy or a kitten for the family, there's nothing better than a shelter animal. They're the best animals ever. So rather than go out and spend a whole lot of money on a fancy-wancy dog, go down to the animal shelter and find your forever friend.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the video is on the city's website, bryantx.gov. The Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade is 2 weeks away, but Executive Director Sandy Ferris says the entry deadline is Monday afternoon at 5.
Float that's got lights, if you've got a band that wants to march and has lights, that's really one of the main requirements since it is at night.
The parade route is a loop.
The parade starts at 6:30 p.m. down on the north end on Bryan Street. It comes up Bryan Street, makes a turn by Gloria Sale Park, and then goes down Main Street.
There's no entry fee, but there are a few rules. Registration forms are online at downtownbryan.com. E-cigarettes and other vapor devices have been banned by the Bryan School Board. Superintendent Tommy Wallace made the recommendation at this month's board business meeting.
We want to be careful of what's being put in those. We don't really know because it's kind of a vapor type situation. We can put different things in there.
Bryan is the latest district to approve a ban covering on-campus as well as off-campus school activities.
I was even at a venue yesterday at church, and there was somebody in there with a vapor. So we need to be very careful. We just don't know what's going on and what's being put in those vapor cigarettes. And so as part of our goal is making for sure that we keep students safe and our environment safe.
The ban covers employees as well as students. An employee of the private company Texas A&M hired to do campus maintenance is accused of stealing copper from the Energy Utilities Department on West Campus. 44-year-old Errol Jones of Normandy was caught on security video taking copper last week from a secured area where he had access as an employee of Secure Solutions. The arrest report from University Police stated Jones sold 91 pounds of copper to a local metal recycler. From the state capitol, Republicans continue their war against the Affordable Care Act. One bill that's been pre-filed seeks to make Obamacare illegal.
State Senator Donna Campbell's anti-Obamacare constitutional amendment failed in 2013, and she's refiled it again for the upcoming legislature.
The purpose is to push back against Obamacare penalty and keep state agencies from enforcing Obamacare fines.
There's one main problem with such a resolution, according to South Texas College of Law Professor Gerald Treese.
There are senators and members of the U.S. Congress who have proposed similar legislation to have a constitutional amendment to end Obamacare, but the states simply don't have that power.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas's highest criminal court has ruled that drawing blood from an uncooperative drunken driving suspect in Texas without a search warrant is unconstitutional. Legal experts say the decision by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals likely invalidates state law that had provided law enforcement with several circumstances in which they didn't need a warrant to obtain a blood sample from a driving while intoxicated suspect who refused such a request. Earlier this week, we reported about the shooting of a letter carrier in East Texas. The latest development is the arrest of a teenager accused of shooting the woman in the leg while she was making her rounds.
17-year-old Jalen Wortham surrendered on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury against a government employee. Angelina County jail records show that Wortham, whose bond was set at $7,500, is no longer in custody as of last evening. A conviction carries up to 10 years in prison. Police in Lufkin say a 25-year-old postal worker was shot in her leg Saturday while out walking her route. She was treated for wounds not believed to be life-threatening. Police say that Wortham denies targeting the carrier and says that he used an air rifle to shoot at a bird or a squirrel. James Stanley, TSN News.
United Way of the Brazos Valley is doing two mail campaigns. President Allison Prince says one is to owners of small businesses.
Just because you might only have two or three employees doesn't mean that you can't also contribute, because literally every single dollar gets combined together. And it's, you might not think that with $5 or $10 or even $100 that you can make that much of an impact in the community. But when it compiles with every other person's $5 or $10, it can make a huge dramatic impact in our community.
The other is to 4,000 retirees who contributed through payroll deduction and are being asked to consider a contribution. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news coming up today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 841, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, it's mostly to partly sunny. High temperatures a bit milder as well. Into the middle and upper 60s. Tonight, occasional clouds, partly to mostly cloudy, and low temperatures only in the mid-50s. It's going to be even warmer on Saturday with clouds and occasional sun. High temperature mid-70s, then only back down in the 60s with clouds during Saturday night. A lot of clouds on Sunday, and there could be a few showers. High temperature mid-70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:42. A couple of people want tickets to the Renaissance Festival for Sunday. Call me, 695-1620, 695-1620. These are good for Sunday and Sunday only. It's the final day. There'll be Christmas carols. You don't have to sing. Or you could sing your own version if you wanted to. Or you could sing to yourself, or you could listen to the voices in your head. Any of those things, it's available. 695-1620. And the weather ought to be spectacular. I don't know how it went last weekend. They may have had a gigantic Mud Show Men show, because everybody could have participated.
Billy Van Billy.
Yeah, it should be pretty nice right now. 695-1620, call, and you need to be able to pick up the tickets by 11 o'clock this morning, if you can do that. Do you want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival? Wait. I'll ask you again. Do you want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival?
Yes, most definitely.
Fantastic, because I have a pair of tickets. Who are you?
My name's Jackson.
Jackson what?
Dillard.
All right, what do you do, Jackson?
I'm heading to work.
Well, there you are. You want to tell us where you work?
I work at Specs in College Station.
Okay, cool. Now, you need to get here by 11 o'clock. Here is Crystal Park Plaza. Can you do that?
Crystal Park Plaza?
Yeah, that's the mirrored glass building, five stories right there on Emerald Parkway.
Yeah.
You know where that is? Okay, come by here and we'll have the tickets for you. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds great.
Thank you. See you. Bye. All right, so I have one final pair. One final pair for the final performance of the Texas Renaissance Festival. 695-1620.
One final pair.
Oh, very nice. Pair. Listen to you. Water and Gatorade are fine, but if you've got a cramp, reach for...
A nanner.
Pickle juice.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Sodium. It's used in sports for decades. Yep. And a new study out by BYU put pickle juice to the test. Subjects exercised to the point of mild dehydration had cramps induced. Those who drank pickle juice felt relief within 85 seconds, almost twice as fast as water or other sports drinks. Researchers have yet to figure out exactly why pickle juice is so effective.
I will tell you that in an endurance bicycle race I was in, every stop.
Really?
Bucket of pickle juice at every 10-mile marker.
It's a natural source of sodium and other electrolytes. Sodium, obviously, a component in sweat. And the pickle juice helps to replace what was lost and helps retain water in the body. What other reason, huh?
I wonder if being acidic helps, too.
Well, it you know, that
the pH balance.
Could well be. Are you here to talk pickle juice or here for Renaissance Festival tickets?
Renaissance Festival tickets.
But we got to talk pickles first. No,
they have
just
pickles
kidding.
There.
They do have pickles
the
there.
The pickle guy.
They have the pickle guys there. So you want tickets. This is for Sunday, okay?
Okay.
And you have to be able to get to the radio station here by 11 o'clock. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like that's going to be a problem. I don't want it to be a problem for you. Say
no. Nope. No problem.
All right, there you go. Voice in the background says no problem. We're in the Crystal Park Plaza on the fifth floor. What's your name?
Antoinette.
Antoinette what?
Parker.
Parker. Got it. Thank you, Antoinette. See you later. Bye. All right. Got our tickets taken care of. Huzzah. That's so nice. Glad we had a young man here to handle the ticket distribution
Taylor.
For us. Yeah, way to go, buddy. So, yeah, there you go. It's like pickle juice. Now, there's a coleslaw that has a pickle juice base on it, which is pretty good. It's pretty good.
I would try that.
It's called Spanish slaw. It's a little bit labor-intensive, but, you know, you get your slaw really kind of... Because, you know, some people like sweet coleslaw. And it's okay.
I like them both.
Yeah. It depends on what you're having it with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has, you know, cilantro in it. Of course, almost anything with cilantro, except donuts, is good. But cilantro and some bell
pepper. Speaking of which, we didn't get donuts yesterday.
Were we promised them?
No. Well, I have a story about that I can't tell on the radio, but I kind of thought that he would be here this morning. I mean, because he used to talk about how there was a general manager from another
media. Yeah, there was somebody else that used to do that.
Taking care of the employees.
And in the past, in holidays, we've gotten donuts.
On those days, and we're having to. And
didn't get no damn donut today. Or yesterday.
Well, you got 13 minutes, so we'll see.
I'm David Williams, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
About 10 years back, there was a big cigar explosion, and you couldn't walk into a cigar shop without dropping $20 to buy a stick. Well, it's not like that anymore. The Cavalier Cigar Company is having a big to-do with the company My Father Cigars. The cigar maker, My Father Cigars, will be at Cavalier Cigar Company, 505 University Drive East, Suite 303, Friday from 6 to 9. Great specials, and the My Father Cigar Company has the Florida Las Antillas, which was voted the number one cigar in the world. And if for some reason that doesn't trip your trigger, Cavalier's got a 7,000-plus cigar humidor. So there's bound to be something in there that you like. Humidors, pipe tobacco, lighters, a great event to allow you to unwind a little bit after what has bound to have happened on Black Friday. And if for some reason you can't make it out for the Black Friday event, go in and see for yourself. Again, they're on University Drive. It's the Cavalier Cigar Company. The last time I was in there were people there 25 to 60, both men and women. There were actually a couple ladies in there smoking cigars as well. Nice way to blow off a little steam after a long day. Go check it out for yourself. It's the Cavalier Cigar Company on University Drive, just down from Fox and Hound.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Hope everyone had a great holiday with the family. And if you still got them in town, maybe you want to kick him out of the house for a few hours and you're looking for something to do. Listen up. Today I'm joined by Brent Mullins, who's the president of the Museum of the American GI, and he's here to talk about the re-grand opening of the museum. So talk to me a little bit about what that is going to entail.
Well, this is sort of more like a soft opening. We've been working on the museum now for 14 years, and we finally have come to the point that we have our building mostly finished. And we feel like we're to the point that we can allow the public to start seeing our collection.
And doors are open today?
Is sort of our soft grand opening. And our hours are going to be from 10 to 5:30. And then on Saturday, we'll also be open from 10 to 5:30. And on Sunday, from noon to 5. The admission is $6 for adults, $5 for seniors, and $4 for kids, 5 to 17.
And what are you going to see at the Museum of the American GI?
Well, we have a little bit of everything. We have probably 25% of our uniforms and such on display now. As soon as the building is completely finished, we'll have, of course, all of that on display. But right now, you can see all of our tanks, our Vietnam River Patrol boat, and our Cobra helicopter hanging from the ceiling, which is quite a sight to see. Everything that we have is original in the museum. All of our tanks are running and driving. And in March, we'll have our 15th annual open house, and we'll have all of our tanks out and running and have a lot of living history displays. But we want everyone to come and see what we have to offer this new museum in the Brazos Valley.
What is the oldest piece you have in that collection?
Well, the oldest piece that we actually have in our collection is probably our World War One tank, but it is not on display yet because it's still under restoration.
You're working on it, getting it functional.
Oh, yes, it's going to be functional.
It's one thing to read about these vehicles, but then to get to experience them in person. I mean, that's amazing. And that's one of the purposes of the museum, correct? To actually provide those live demonstrations.
Absolutely. We're probably the only museum in the United States that is doing this. We have all of the tanks that you'll see in the building and the other armored vehicles and trucks and jeeps are all functional. There are no static displays, so to speak, in our museum. We will more and more often have living history events at the museum property, and we'll take the collection out and we'll have the things running for everyone to see them in more of a three-dimensional venue instead of the typical single-dimension venue and
right, just sitting there behind the case. And then what is happening with this raffle for a ride?
Well, we're selling a $20 a ticket. We're going to offer a ride in a Sherman tank at our open house in March. We're only going to sell 300 tickets. It's a unique opportunity to ride in a fully functional World War II tank. You can, you know, buy rides in warplanes and the like, but as far as I know, there's no opportunity to ride in a Sherman tank.
I have never heard of this before, so this is definitely something you have to take advantage of now.
The sooner the better.
And you can buy these raffle tickets online, I believe, at your website?
Yes, you can.
To find out more about the raffle or check the hours for the soft opening, visit AmericanGIMuseum.org. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
When I was a kid growing up, I had one thing that plugged in, and that was my TV. Now, pretty much everything everybody plays with plugs in. How many cell phones in your house that are also linked to your Wi-Fi? The more enabled devices that you have, the faster internet speed you need, and Suddenlink has the fastest around by far. Live local customer service to keep you online all the time. Check out Suddenlink's On Demand on Channel 1. 10,000 titles. Bunch of them are for free, and it's movie, TV, just tons of favorites. Suddenlink has them all, and they're bundling packages together to save you a fortune. The local part is what gets for me, though. I love the idea of being able to go down. I had trouble with my remote control, and I just took it in and got another one. How nice is that? It's because it's right down there on 29th Street. Or if you've got to call somebody, the call center's in Tyler and not Kathmandu. To find out more about all the great stuff they've got, go online, suddenlink.com. They've upgraded the website. It's faster and better than ever before.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas. The new 2015 Nissan Altimas are here at Douglas Nissan. Packed with power, innovation, technology, and performance, Altima is the most exciting ride on the road. Right now, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 captive cash on all 2015 Nissan Altimas at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Must finance with NMAC. Model codes 13015, 13115, 13215, 13315, 13615. 10 or more at this price.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley during the Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Brian's Super Walmart to give away 100 new bicycles for the 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them to receive a new bike for Christmas. To do this, go to ParadowskiLaw.com and download the application and follow the mailing instructions to the law offices of Jeff Paradowski. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 12th to be eligible. The 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids, our way of giving thanks and giving back.
Good morning, about 6 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We were able to steal a copy of the menu from the White House, what they had to eat. They had thyme roasted turkey. That's T-H-Y. Mm-hmm. Yeah, T-I-M-E.
As in parsley, sage, rosemary, and.
That's the one. Honey baked ham, cornbread stuffing, oyster stuffing, braised winter green beans, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato. Gratin? Really?
Huh. Whoa, that's interesting.
Well, it would depend on what the cheese was.
What they're gratin, I guess. Yeah.
What they're gratin with.
Yeah, that's right. Mashed taters, green bean casserole, and dinner rolls. And the dessert menu included six kinds of pie.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. Banana cream pie, coconut cream pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie, pecan pie, cherry pie.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
You know, I made it all the way through Thanksgiving without one piece of pie.
Yeah, I didn't have any pie. Yeah. Really? What are you going to do with six pies? How many people are you feeding? Huh? Or was it just y'all? Of course, I know your mother-in-law was there because she lives there, but I'm just saying. Do you need to have that much pie? Is that really necessary? Oh, and by the way, did you have a smoke after? Sorry, I can't ask that, can I? No, we wouldn't want to do that. Wouldn't want to ask if the president's still smoking.
Who cares?
Looks like another big weekend for the Hunger Games sequel, Mockingjay Part 1, despite the debuts of two new films. One will be Horrible Bosses 2. How could that be? The other, Penguins of Madagascar, they got a sequel out there. That may be kind of cute.
But again, you know what? As cartoons go,
yeah,
I love that cartoon.
That was a pretty good thing. Yeah, that was all right.
It reminds me of cartoons that I watched growing up.
A long time ago, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And had no ice castles involved in them. No.
First thing Friday morning, the biggest doorbuster savings are at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi, Bubba Dixon here with our best deals of the year. Nothing held back. Our best discounts, lower prices starting Friday morning for our incredible Black Friday sale. Like a new 2014 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. Now $26,466. Our lowest price of the season, and that includes a spray-in bed liner. Choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley and drive home with our best offers of the season. Like a new 2014 Equinox. Safety, fuel economy, and just $22,738 during our Black Friday event. Drive in or shop online at tomlight.com. Compare our prices and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. There's no time to waste. Prices so low, we can only offer them on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't miss the huge Black Friday sale event at Tom Light Chevrolet. On North Earl Road of Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Price plus TTNL Silverado demo after 1500 rebate and 2000 trade-in bonus. Must trade 99 or new model. New 2014 Equinox demo after 2000 rebate.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Going to be a pretty nice day today. Going to be nicer tomorrow as far as the temps are concerned. But kind of windy, okay? Just be aware of that all weekend long. Be a little bit windy. Playground in Poland has banned Winnie the Pooh. The A.A. Milne character was slated to become the mascot for a new park, but Polish politicians have labeled the lovable bear, quote, an inappropriate role model to children. The reason, apparently, Pooh's minimalist clothing and unclear gender.
What about Donald Duck?
Winnie the Pooh is an alcoholic and a liar, said one spokesperson.
What? An alcoholic?
He's addicted to honey.
I'm just saying.
It's not mead.
It's mead, maybe. Officials are suggesting a Polish cartoon bear called Brown become the mascot.
A bunch of Eeyores over there.
Well, he's fully dressed. That's the reason that they think that would be okay. But aside from that.
Hi, Pooh.
1520 on this date, after navigating through the South American Strait, three ships under the command of Ferdinand Magellan reached the Pacific, becoming the first Europeans to sail from the Atlantic to the
Pacific. He makes a good GPS.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the Magellan thing. Anyway, that was a pretty big deal back then. Consider 1520. 1907. In Haverhill, Massachusetts, a scrap metal dealer named Louis B. Mayer opened his first movie theater. He went on to make some money. As the World Turns and The Edge of Night, the last two American soap operas, 1975 on this date, in a panic in 1991, a California turkey carver called the Butterball Turkey Talk Line and screamed that there was no breast meat on the Butterball.
Cooked it upside down.
Yep. Person on the phone said, turn it over. Oh, you're right. And in 1991 in Waco, a guy held up a Circle K after first diverting the clerk's attention by putting a $20 bill on the counter and asking for change. Register open, the guy pulled a gub, demanded all the money in the cash register. $15. He ran out. leaving the 20 on the counter. Thank you very much. All right, have yourself a weekend. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News.